Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Tzadi Tes. So, Bilvad Shelo Yotzi Chutz Me'ar Ba'amos. Mishnah says that a person standing on a roof, which is a Rishus Yachid, cannot move something 4 Amos in Rishus Rabim, even if he lifts it more than 10 Tefachim off the ground, which would qualify as a Makom Patur, while moving it. The Gemara points out that this Mishnah does not necessarily prove whether or not we hold like Rava, who says that you're Chayiv Chatos for transferring something 4 Amos in Rishus Rabim through a Makom Patur, because the Mishnah never says whether it's simply Asur Midra Bonin to do this, or it's Chayiv Chatos Midah Oraisa. If it would have said your chayiv chatos mida oraisa, so then it would have been a raya to Rava that even transferring something through a makom patur, dalet amos and rishus ram is going to be chayiv. But it doesn't say that. It could be that it means only drabanan. The Mishnah said lo yamal radam rishus yach v'yashtin rishus ram. It's usher for a person standing in one rishus to urinate into another rishus. And Rav Yosef explains that a person is chayiv chatos for doing this, meaning it's nisad oraisa. So the Gemara asks, in order to be chayiv rotsa, the item has to be lifted off a place. It's 4x4 tefachim, and the mouth and the bladder are both less than 4x4 tefachim. So the Gemara answers, "Machshavaso meshavi lemakom." The fact that he needs to remove the urine or saliva makes the place it's lifted from significant enough to be considered an akira, just like throwing something into a dog's mouth, which is also less than 4 tefachim, is considered a hanacha since you wanted it to rest there. The Gemara is not sure what the halach is when a person is standing in a rishus yachid, but the point where the urine leaves the body is in a rishus rabim, and then leaves that shaila as a teku. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that once saliva collects in the mouth, it's considered to be removed from the body, so a person can't walk 4 amos in a Rosh Hashanah. Gemara asks, how can we say that saliva is considered removed from the body, even if the person hasn't swished it around in his mouth, considering Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah in Kalim, saliva can only be makshir food to be makabal tuma once it's swished around in the mouth. So since we have proof from a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda does not distinguish between saliva and phlegm for these halachos, the only explanation is that Rabbi Yehuda first thought saliva is considered detached immediately, like it says in our Mishnah, and then he changes his mind by the time we get to Maseches Kelim, and he held that it's only considered detached once it switches around. Once we mention phlegm, Reish Lakish tells us that kiach b'fnei rabo chayiv misa. If a person coughs up and spits out phlegm in front of his Rebbe, he's chayiv misa, because people who cause others to hate Torah by behaving this way are said to be ahavo mavis, lovers of death. So zak the Mishnah. A person cannot stand in one rishus and drink in another rishus unless rosha v'rubo, his head and the majority of his body, are in the place that he drinks. Mishnah ends cryptically by saying v'chein begas. The same is true of a wine press. The Mishnah can even fit with the Rabbanan, who normally allow a person in one rishus to handle things in another rishus, but they're more concerned that it'll come to carry here, since the Mishnah is speaking about chafetz and shetzrichon, though, handling things that he really needs. Ibayilu karmelis mai machlokas, whether this same issa would hold true when one of the rishuyos is only a karmelis. Abayi holds that it would, and that is what the Mishnah added by saying v'chein begas, that even though gas is a karmelis, it's still asr to drink over it. Rava holds it would be mutter in a karmelis, because making it asr would be gzera, which is something we don't normally do. The phrase v'chein begas teaches that we follow Reb Meir's opinion that it's okay to drink wine that no chumas or maisos have been taken from, as long as we drink straight from the wine press with the majority of the body over the press. Zok the Mishnah. It is mutter to catch water from a gutter below 10 tefachim, since the water is already in the Rosh Hashanah by the time he catches it. But if the gutter is within 3 tefachim of the roof, it's also to catch the water directly from the gutter, because it's considered to be part of the roof, which is Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says that it's mutter to drink from a drain pipe directly, but if the drain pipe is more than 4x4 tefachim, then it's aser. Zok the Mishnah. Shabbos. If a well in a Rishus HaRabim has a 10 tefach well around it, we can fill water from it directly into a window of the house that's above it. The Gemara has two explanations for why the wall is needed. In the first explanation, there's a 4 tefach space between the house and the bar, but since there's a 10 tefach wall above the bar, there's no concern that the person will drop the bucket into the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim. And the second explanation is, there's no 4 tefach space between the house and the bar, but the bar itself is less than 10 tefachim deep, so we need the wall around it to fill in the shear of a Rishus HaYachid. We can pour water from a window into a 10 tefach high garbage dump, and we're not concerned that it will be moved one day, because it's a shel rabim owned by a lot of people, and it's not likely to be moved. So since it's shel rabim, we don't have to worry that it might be moved. That's the basic summary of Erevin Daf Tzadi Tes.